Sometimes God answers in ways we least expect, even through a video appearing at just the right moment. Today, hear how Padre Pio guided one of our viewers in a life-changing decision. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's testimonies by our viewers may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Hello, everyone. Before we begin, I want to sincerely thank all of you for your continued support of this channel, for your comments, your questions, your shares and likes. It truly means more than you know. Today, I'd like to share two powerful testimonies sent in by our viewers, stories that speak about discernment, trust, and how Padre Pio continues to guide souls who sincerely seek God's will. The first testimony comes from Miss Sebastian. She writes, "Dear all at Following Padre Pio, I'm a regular viewer of the channel for more than a year now, and would like to share one of the many wonders I received through the intercession of Padre Pio, whom I got to know and grew closer to through this channel. At the end of March 2023, I was offered a management position that many, including myself, considered very prestigious, a real climb on the career ladder. I accepted the position and was so proud and happy. But slowly, those feelings of achievement gave way to confusion. It was a demanding job, and I have a young family that needs my attention. In my current role, I could prioritize my spiritual life, and I knew that would be impossible in the new position. At the same time, I was also afraid I might never get this opportunity again. I became so stressed, torn between these two thoughts. I felt I needed to make a decision, and I strongly wanted to hear with my own ears what God thought about my situation. I said a few words to Padre Pio, asking him to guide me and to tell me what to do. I opened YouTube, and straight in front of my eyes was an episode from this channel titled, I Avoided a Tragedy Following Padre Pio's Advice. Now, for those of you unfamiliar with that story, it's about one of Padre Pio's first spiritual daughters, Cleonice Morcaldi. She had applied for a teaching job far from home, and when she received her letter of approval, she was overjoyed. But Padre Pio told her firmly, go refuse this vacancy as soon as possible. Refuse. The Lord will give. She listened, and she later discovered she avoided a great tragedy by turning down that position. Miss Sebastian continues, I was so surprised that this episode was so similar to my situation. I couldn't have asked for a clearer response. I had asked for the decision to be heard by my own ears, and he did it. Straight away, I called whoever I needed to talk to and informed them that I'm not taking up the position. There have been so many times since then that I've thanked Padre Pio for his advice, which has proven so true. Many thanks, Ms. Sebastian. What a testimony, isn't it? When we sincerely ask for guidance, God can answer in the most direct and personal ways, sometimes through something as simple as a video that appears at just the right moment. Thank you, Ms. Sebastian, for sharing. And this is why stories like this matter. Somewhere right now, someone else is asking the same questions. Someone else is searching for clarity, for direction, for the courage to choose God's will. For that moment to be there when it is needed, this work must remain steady and present over time. That's why some choose to walk with this apostolate as protected children of Padre Pio, not simply as supporters, but as participants, helping ensure this content continues to reach those who may be searching in silence. In gratitude, we spiritually carry you with us. Through regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a blessed image of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to resources meant to deepen your interior life and trust in God. For those who wish to learn more, the link is in the description below. Now let me share another message we received. This one shows just how far the fruits of Padre Pio's spiritual teachings can reach. Listen to this. I feel compelled to support your apostolate after learning from Padre Pio that prayers may be applied retroactively. It makes sense that God is outside of time and hears these prayers at once. Well, as a family, we prayed the rosary for a young man who was struggling and ended up taking his own life by hanging from a tree. Very devastating for the family and all of his friends. He was doing better after treatment and other measures, but was overcome one day this summer. We prayed specifically for him, and that the Blessed Mother and Jesus would intervene at the moment of his death, that he would be able to say yes to Jesus, and Jesus would grant him divine mercy. At the end of the first decade, during the Glory Be, I heard distinctly within my mind, "You snatched him away from us." It was very moving, and I believe our prayers for him were answered. If it were not for your video on Padre Pio about praying for someone who has already died, I'm certain we would not have prayed that petition for him. Even now, this brings tears of joy to my eyes. So your apostolate is worthwhile to support and is helping so many souls. May God bless you and keep you, Adam. Thank you to everyone who shares their stories with us. And if Padre Pio has guided, comforted, or inspired you in any way, we'd love to hear about it. Share your story in the comments below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Your testimony may be exactly what someone else needs to hear, so please don't be shy. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.